Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of modern stoicism realness. Ever feel like you're constantly drowning in a sea of to-do lists, deadlines, and just plain craziness? You know, the feeling when your brain is buzzing with a million things at once, and the only thing you can hear is your inner voice screaming, I need a vacation. Well, buckle up, because today's episode is all about finding that elusive zen even amidst the chaos of parenthood. That's right, we're diving deep into mindful parenting not just for our sanity, but also to raise happy, healthy little humans who are equipped to handle life's ineffable curveballs. Now, before you picture me decked out in yoga pants and incense, let me assure you. This ain't about chanting affirmations or becoming a walking meditation guru. This is about practical tools, real talk strategies that can help us be more present, patient, and supportive parents while navigating the sometimes turbulent waters of raising kids. First things first, awareness is key. Mindful parenting starts with recognizing our own emotions and reactions before they take over. You know those moments when your kid spills their juice for the 10th time and you feel that familiar surge of frustration? Deep breaths, my friends. Taking a moment to pause, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and choose a calmer response can make all the difference in preventing meltdowns both yours and theirs. Next up, active listening. I'm talking about truly hearing your child, not just waiting for your turn to talk. It means putting down the phone, making eye contact, and showing genuine interest in what they have to say, even if it's a seemingly mundane story about their day at school. Remember, those little voices are full of big ideas and emotions. When we actively listen, we build trust and create a space where they feel safe to share. Thirdly, embrace imperfection. Let's face it, there's no such thing as a perfect parent. We're all gonna mess up sometimes, that's part of the human experience. The key is to learn from our mistakes, apologize when we need to, and keep striving to do better. Modeling humility and resilience for our kids teaches them valuable life lessons about growth and forgiveness. Lead by example. Kids are like sponges, absorbing everything around them. They notice your stress levels, your reactions to challenges, and the way you treat others. By practicing mindfulness ourselves through meditation, exercise, or simply taking a few minutes each day to quiet our minds, we create a calmer, more centered environment for everyone. And finally, find joy in the little things. Parenting can be hard work, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Don't get so caught up in the daily grind that you forget to savor those precious moments. A child's infectious laughter, their warm hugs, or simply watching them learn and grow. Alright, let's bring this home with a relatable story. Imagine this. Your little one throws a tantrum in the grocery store because they want candy. Your inner voice is screaming, "Not again." But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a deep breath, acknowledge their feelings even though they might seem irrational, and offer them an alternative, maybe a healthy snack or a fun activity after shopping. You're showing them that it's okay to have big emotions, but there are healthier ways to express them. You're teaching them emotional regulation and resilience skills that will serve them well throughout their lives. So, my friends, remember, mindful parenting isn't about being perfect. It's about being present, patient, and intentional in our interactions with our children. It's a journey, not a destination. And trust me, the rewards are worth every bit of effort. Want to share your own experiences or get more tips on navigating the wild world of parenting? Head over to our social media pages and join the conversation. And remember, until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and spread some mindful love wherever you go.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.